after his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. Praise the Lord Jesus. We ask you, God, for your blessing upon the word of the Lord today. God, and to plant within us, Lord, an appreciation for the bread of life. God, let our hunger not be for the things that satisfy our flesh, but let us hunger and thirst after the righteousness of your word. Let us hunger and thirst after the things of the kingdom of heaven. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated today. Give us this day our daily bread. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's amazing to me that the power of hunger, that we hunger when our physical bodies, amen, need sustenance and strength. This particular weekend, being Valentine's weekend, I wanted to take my sweetheart to a restaurant, amen, that we could celebrate, amen, the goodness of God and His favor that he has shown toward us. And so that I knew that on this particular weekend it'd be very hard to get into any place where they serve food, especially at a really nice place to eat. You know, on Valentine's Day, there's nothing wrong with the tuna fish sandwiches, but I felt like that she deserved something a little better than that. That there's nothing wrong with fish and chips, but this was going to be a special time. So I thought, well, I'll call ahead and make sure that we have a place reserved for us. And so that's what we did. We called ahead because that there's one thing that I don't like to do when I'm hungry, and that's wait. How many of you like, amen, to satisfy hunger when you're really hungry? How long that any one of you would wait for a very, very good meal. But I'm telling you that people will go to some lengths, amen, to eat, amen, at certain places, certain establishments, because of the quality of the food and the accommodations that are there. And there are two kinds of hunger. There is the physical hunger that all of us share at times when our bodies are lacking, that we have gone extended periods of time without food to eat, that we know how strong that desire is. We know how smelling those smells from the kitchen can be sometimes overpowering. And maybe I shouldn't even be preaching about hunger at this particular hour, because some of you more, perhaps did not even have a hearty breakfast to eat. You have gone all the night, amen, without breaking fast. And so that you're a little bit hungry. You're not going to have to let anybody tell you twice, amen, that supper is on the table or dinner is served, that you're going to be well prepared, amen, to satisfy your appetite. But I'm afraid that sometimes that our hunger for the things that satisfy the body are so much greater than the hunger for the things of God. Amen. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. I know that there are two breads that we eat. One satisfies the body and the other satisfies the soul. But when you pray for bread, I pray that you don't forget, amen, the true bread. Hallelujah, that came down from heaven. Amen. We need the bread of the Word of God. Amen. We cannot long sustain spiritual life on the bread that satisfies the body. That's why the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If we are going to be strong in the Spirit, if we are going to be strong as members of the body of Christ, we've got to desire that heavenly bread that comes down from heaven. Amen. The Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. Hunger, amen, causes you to be willing, amen, to press a little harder, to endure a little longer, amen, to trust God, amen, for those things that you have need of, because you know that in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You know that God hears and answers prayer, and He will not leave you destitute. That God will provide spiritual bread and spiritual drink. Amen. If you learn to wait upon Him. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. In calling ahead, we knew that we wouldn't have to wait very long. We arrived at this particular place. And it's one of my favorite places to eat. And that's why we don't go there very often. Because, amen, it's not tuna fish. It's not fish and chips. It's not McDonald's. Amen. It's a little higher cut, a little higher quality than what we normally partake of. But this is a special time. Amen. For my Valentine. And there were people that were coming in that had not called in, that needed tables, that they were ready to eat when the moment they opened the door. And the young lady told him, well, sir, you're going to have a wait of about an hour and 45 minutes. Well, some of them said, no, I can't wait that long. How many of you would have waited for an hour and 45 minutes just to get a seat at the table? No takers. But there were more people that were willing to wait than were not willing to wait. The parking lot was full to overflowing, amen, because they thought that it was worth the wait. Amen. Now, it takes something pretty special, amen, when you're willing to stand, amen, and wait that long. I've heard people camp out overnight in sleeping bags, amen, to wait until the opening of a store because they had a special sale going on and they had a limited number of items that were going to be available to the early birds that were willing to get out. Amen. But they were willing, amen, to sleep out in the cold. They were willing, amen, to be uncomfortable, amen, because the object of their desire in their own mind was worth the wait. Now, I've never, amen, ever desired a bargain, amen, enough to camp out. I never slept in a sleeping bag. There was nothing. There's not anything in this world, amen, in this material world, amen, that is worth that much to me. But I want you to know, when it comes to the things of God, amen, no sacrifice is too great. Amen. No amount of effort is too much. Amen. I'm talking about something, amen, that comes down from heaven. I'm talking about something that will feed the soul. I'm talking about a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. That's worth everything that we have, everything we possess. I'm talking about a treasure that's hid in a field. Amen. And when a man findeth it and sells all that he has, and he goes and buys that field, amen, because of the treasure. Jesus loved you that much. Jesus, amen, paid the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loved us enough, amen, to give everything he had. He paid the ultimate price. Amen. I don't know that I would have waited an hour and 45 minutes, and thank God that I didn't, because I had made reservations. Hallelujah. But there are those that go to great lengths, amen, to satisfy their physical hunger, their physical needs. I have never gone to a place of worship where I had to wait an hour and 45 minutes, amen, to get a seat in a church house. But I visited restaurants where you had to wait an hour and 45 minutes to get a table. Amen. And people were willing, amen, to wait. They were willing, amen, to hunt for a parking space. Amen. Some people won't even go to church if they have to be inconvenienced a little bit, if they have to park anywhere besides the front door. Amen. That if they have to be inconvenienced any, amen, they're not going to be put out, amen, for the things that pertain to the kingdom of God. Oh, God, help us that we should seek after that true bread that cometh down from heaven. Now, let's go back to our text today. Now, the Bible says that the following day, the day after that Jesus and his disciples had departed after having fed the 5,000, amen, along the seashore, and had crossed over to the other side. And we know the miracle that Jesus walked upon the water, and he caused there to be a great calm upon the sea. And the Bible said the very next day, the people that he had just recently fed with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, that they were still standing by the seashore. Amen. And when they saw that Jesus was not there, and the disciples of the Lord were not there, they essayed to go to the other side. Amen. But there was no other ship. There had only been one vessel, and Jesus' disciples had taken that boat across the Sea of Galilee, amen, to the place called Capernaum. And so they didn't know how a way to get there. But shortly, the Bible says other ships began to come to the place where they were, from the city of Tiberias, which was nearby. And so they were able to go a shipping. They caught a ride, in other words. Amen. Because they wanted to go where Jesus was. Now we think, man, that's commendable. That these people, amen, were so overwhelmed. They were so amazed. They were so touched by the ministry of Jesus Christ that they desired to sit at His feet and to hear the Word of God. But that's not what the Bible says. It wasn't the fact that He had done a miraculous thing. It wasn't the fact, amen, that He had demonstrated the power of God and thereby revealed who He was. That wasn't what caused them to want to go to where Jesus was. Amen. The reason that they wanted to go, Jesus said, is because they were filled, amen, with meat. He had satisfied their physical hunger. Amen. And so they came not, amen, to receive the true bread from heaven, amen, that they might be filled, but they rather came, amen, that they might eat of the loaves and the fishes. There are some men today that they want to come to Jesus, amen, not so that they can hear the words of life. Not so that they can come to know Him in the power of salvation. But there are people today who will go to great end, that they will go to great extent, amen, only to see the miracles of the loaves and of the fishes and what it might profit them individually. The Bible says that they came and to Capernaum seeking for Jesus, verse 24. And when they had found Him on the other side of the sea, the first thing they wanted to ask Him was, how did you get here? Because we know that there was a one vessel that left the shore. And the disciples were the only ones that were in the boat. So how did you get here? Amen. That should have been, amen, a clue, amen, to who Jesus was. Amen. Because the only way that He could have gotten there, amen, ahead of them, is to have caught a boat or have walked upon the waters to get there. Because they went to the other side. And since there were no other ships that were gone away, amen, saving the boat that the disciples had gone, they were very inquisitive. Just how did you get here? But Jesus ignored their question. He did not give them an answer, amen, to their inquiry. If you notice, they asked a question as to how that He came thither. But this is the answer that Jesus gave them. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you're asking me, how did I come hither? Well, I am going to say something to you. You seek me, but not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. They did not come out of spiritual yearning and desire. It was not because that they were spiritually, amen, perceptive. And they wanted, amen, to sit at His feet and to be given, amen, the words of eternal life. But they came because of what they had received, amen, in the physical realm. Amen. Some people just want to serve God as long as it's profitable to do so. As long as there are earthly benefits. As long as, amen, that it is expedient to do so. He said, you did not come, Amen. Because of the miracle that you saw. The miracle should have attested to his divine power and authority. Amen. To see 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. Amen. Multiplied before their very eyes. To see 5,000 men, not counting women and children, fed. Amen. From one small, amen, and insignificant lunch should have been enough to have opened their eyes. Amen. That this was more than just a prophet. Amen. But their eyes were blinded. They had eyes to see, but they could not see. They had ears to hear, but they could not hear. Because all they cared about was satisfying, amen, their own desires. My Bible tells me in the last days that men would be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen. It's a shame that we have to wait an hour and 45 minutes to get into a restaurant to eat. Amen. But yet, we never have to wait when it comes to coming to the place of worship. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that the bread of heaven is my bread. Take the bread that satisfies. I would God that there would be a hunger in the land for the Word of God. Amen. There is not a hunger today for the Word of God like there will one day be. But there is going to come a day when there's going to be a hunger for the things of God. But there will be nothing to satisfy. There will be no great multiplication of fish. Amen. To satisfy the hungry. Amen. There will be a famine in the land. But it will not be a famine for the bread of this world. But it will be a famine for hearing the Word of God. There will come a day when men would want to hear. They would want to hear the prophet preach, but there will be no word from the Lord. There was a period in history, some 400 years. History calls it the 400 silent years. From Malachi to the opening of the ministry of Jesus and John the Baptist, amen, was approximately 400 years that there was no voice of a prophet. Amen. That men longed, amen, to hear a word from God, but no word of the Lord was given. Amen. How they longed to hear the voice of the Lord. How they longed to hear the anointed of God to speak forth. Amen. But there was no prophet until God sent a man by the name of John the Baptist, who came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. The Bible said that they flocked by the multitudes. Amen. They come to sit on padded pews. They didn't come into a climate-controlled atmosphere to hear the Word of God. But the Bible said they went into the wilderness. They went out, amen, beyond the city streets and the city lights. They had to travel many miles, amen, in desert places. But there was something about this man that was different. Amen. They didn't come, amen, to hear flowery speeches, but they came because he preached with the power of anointing. Can you say praise the Lord? The Bible says they came by the multitudes. The rich and the poor. The Romans. The Greeks. The Jews. The religious. The non-religious. All men went out to hear John when he preached the Word of God. And then Jesus came along. Amen. And he began his earthly ministry. And the multitudes began to flock. Amen. Because no man spake like this man. Amen. Some thought that he was John the Baptist raised up to know greater than any of those men of Nineveh repented in sackcloth and ashes. But Jesus said, a greater than Jonah is here. These people came because they got some fish and chips. Jesus said, you didn't come because of the miracle. You didn't come because of a yearning within your soul. But you came because you were satisfied with bread. He said in verse 27, labor not for that meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God sealed. Don't work for that that's going to perish, but work for that that's going to endure unto everlasting life. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. There are people that would make great sacrifices in order to keep their jobs. There were people that, amen, dared to travel through the snow and the ice, the treacherous roads, because they didn't want to lose something that's one day going to be taken away anyhow. People value, they treasure their money. They treasure their homes. They treasure their houses and their possessions. They will go to great lengths to protect it and to preserve it. In the midst of these church burnings, there are churches that have put a watch out 24 hours because they don't want anything to happen to the building. But I want you to know that the Church of the Living God is more than just a building. Hallelujah, the Church of the Living God. Hallelujah, is you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, and God watches over His people. Hallelujah. That God's more concerned about you than He is the building. That God's more, amen, God desires to bless the church, amen, more than you can ever imagine. Because this house, this place, is going to all one day perish. Amen. There's not going to be left one stone upon the other, because the Bible says that God's going to destroy it. Amen. The elements are going to melt with fervent heat, and He's going to create new heavens and a new earth. But I want you to know, hallelujah, that He cares enough about you. Hallelujah. That you are not, amen, ordained for destruction. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we are ordained, amen, unto salvation. Amen. God, amen, has promised, amen, to never leave us and never forsake us. There are some things that have far greater value than anything this world could ever offer. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but He said, My Father has given you the true bread. Amen. We have today the greatest gift that God, amen, has ever given. He's given us the bread of the Word of God. Jesus Himself, amen, was the very embodiment of the Word. The Bible says He was the Word become flesh. Hallelujah. We need to cherish the Word of God. We need to love the Word of God. And some people desire to see a miracle, but they won't listen to the Word. Oh, they'll go so far, amen, in order to see the works of God and the miracles of God, but they have very little desire for His Word. Oh God, give us a desire for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the true bread. Amen. This is the meat. Amen. That will give you everlasting life. Oh, to desire the Word of Jesus. Amen. To desire to sit at His feet. Oh, thank God for the true bread today. The bread of heaven. Would you stand today?
More of You.
Would you partake of the bread today? Jesus said, except you eat My flesh and you drink My blood, you don't have any part with Me. We've got to have a desire for that spiritual bread, for that spiritual drink. We've got to be willing to partake of the Word and the Spirit. We've got to be willing, amen, to accept, amen, the sacrifice that He has made. For only by accepting Him as the bread of life can we receive eternal life. He's the true bread today. If you want to live, amen, you can live by the Word of God. You can live because of this Word. This Word is the key to life. Hallelujah. I would to God, amen, that there were enough people that had a desire to come to the house of God, that we had to wait an hour and 45 minutes till the second service. There are places, amen, where people actually, amen, have to wait till the second service, amen, because the house is full. Amen. And they don't have any place to put anybody. And so they have to have two and three and sometimes more services. Amen. In order to accommodate. Oh God, give us a desire for the Word of God. Amen. This house ought to be full today. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come today. You don't have to have a reservation, but come and eat. Come and partake today of the bread of life. Come and partake of the Holy Spirit of God.
Lord,
hallelujah, that's able to give you something that's going to last for eternity. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord together. Would you lift your hands all over this place and begin to lift your hands unto God and worship. Those that want to come and pray with these that are already gathered, these altars are always open. Amen. It's always appropriate to kneel at the feet of Jesus. It's always appropriate to desire something from the Lord. It's always appropriate to call upon His name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you today is our prayer.
Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty.